Welcome to the Power Press Podcast. My name is Mackenzie Bennett and I'm your host. Thanks for listening. On this podcast, we share information to empower your podcast. This week, it is just me. I had a guest lined up and we did an interview, but you know, sometimes there are some technical difficulties. So I'm going to somehow try to salvage that interview, and because it was going great until it wasn't going great, as I'm sure everyone here has experienced at some point in their podcasting world. So I will try to salvage that for another time. But in the meantime, so I stick to my schedule because I know that you guys expect this every other week, I am going to give you some news because I think it's important to keep up with that in general. So I'm going to have a little bit of news, my podcast chronicle, and then some more news, and probably catch you guys up on some of the things happening with Blueberry as well. So I'm just going to dive right in to the first news bit. I heard about this earlier this week, and PRX, obviously known for putting on This American Life among various other popular podcasts, has created what they've called a podcast garage. And it's in Alston, Massachusetts, so near the Boston area. And it is essentially, I assume it is a real garage converted, but it is a space for recording a podcast. They have created, you know, little closets or areas, little rooms, and decked them out with high-end equipment to record a podcast. So they've got Shure microphones and, you know, Sonos speakers, I'm sure, and, you know, even some editing tools as well from Hindenburg and, you know, other companies. So they've really decked these out and made them pretty simple, but very, very high-end to record your podcast. And for $60, you can get a four-person recording studio. And so when you think about that, $60 for four people using that equipment, as opposed to using a Skype connection for those four people, or trying to record this all with one microphone in one room without, you know, the proper type of space, you're really getting your money's worth out of this equipment and out of this room. So they're hoping to create a community space. That's what they want this to be for, I think they said, all kinds of audio enthusiasts, but obviously podcasters is the main goal. They opened up about 1 or 2 weeks ago and had kind of like a grand opening, and it seems that it went pretty well. I don't know if anyone's really gotten involved with it yet, but I think it's pretty cool. There's some pictures here. I'll put the link that I'm looking at in the show notes for this, but they're all very cozy because, you know, the smaller the room, the better it is when you're recording your podcast. But there's also some desks and whatnot in this area. So if you want to edit your show, if you want to even just upload it right there, you can do that. But when they're talking about creating this community, this is also important because you're able to meet other people while you're there. And they want to use this for networking opportunities for people. And I think they're going to have workshops there over time as well. And that becomes pretty important when you've hit that block and you're frustrated, or you just, you know, have started to lose a little bit of momentum. And to have people interested in the same thing right there, doing exactly what you want to be doing, that really can just be the kick that you need sometimes, and leads to collaborations and new ideas. And, you know, this could be the point where you meet someone that you never would have even thought of creating something with, or, you know, just that new idea comes to mind, and then things start rolling and things such as this podcast garage happen. they said that they are going to be, or that they hope to expand this in the future as well, because this is in Boston. And to be completely honest, I have no idea what the podcasting community is like in Boston. You typically, or at least I have just mainly heard about, you know, LA, New York, DC, Chicago, and some smattering across the Midwest, but I never really heard anything about Boston. So I don't know if I'm just unaware and that PRX is, you know, there or something, or they have a big following there, or what it is, but this is not where I was expecting this to pop up. So over time, I'd love to see this show up in other big cities and even not big cities, because sometimes that's key as well. Check it out. It's the PRX Podcast Garage. It looks pretty awesome to me. They're going to be doing all types of events, listening events there, training sessions, networking opportunities, workshops, projects of all kinds there over time. So keep an eye on this, especially if you are in the area or even just going to be in the area. I know that there's got to be some kind of podcast meetup in the Boston area, and this would totally be worth your time to go check out and, you know, go record together. So check it out and let me know if any of you go to it, because I think it'd be super cool to go to. If I was ever in that area, I would love to check it out. So thank you, PRX. So now I think I should probably tell you what happened with the interview from earlier this week. I was interviewing someone I met at Podcast Movement. It was going great. And then all of a sudden, we had to call each other back, which is fine. That's happened before, you know. That's just kind of how the internet works. And when we called each other back, I was doing the recording and for some reason could not find the person that I was interviewing, their mic. Like, it wasn't picking up their audio, it was just picking up mine. And so I said, you know what, I understand you're under a time constraint. This is not your fault whatsoever, and I'm very sorry, but you know what, I'm just gonna let this go. I'll figure it out, and hopefully we can pick this up at another time, because there is no reason for me to waste their time on something that I should be able to figure out for this show. So still kind of troubleshooting what the issue was. After talking to Todd, it seems that it was most likely audition that just couldn't find the extra mic, not the mixer or anything like that, because that obviously shouldn't have changed in a new phone call. But if anything, it has just pointed out that have a backup plan, maybe. Sometimes we do recordings on a actual, like, physical recorder. We use a Zoom, I think it's an H4, maybe, or an H2, I can't remember. But we typically have a recording on there as well. But in the move of changing the mic setup that we had, didn't have that going as well. Because that's how it goes. That's how it always goes. You change one thing and then something goes wrong, and then the one thing that you changed or forgot about was necessary is no longer there. So you live, you learn. It's a good idea to have a backup plan in your head, in effect, and just be able to just kind of work on your toes, react to a situation that sucks, or just be able to handle it with grace. And yesterday I just tried to say, you know what, I'm going to let you off the hook right here and just kind of take the fall for this, kind of fall on my sword a little bit and take it as it is and just move forward, because you can't, there's no reason in dwelling on something that you can't fix right now. You just need to pick up the pieces and move forward and take care of the issue at hand. So I'm sure many of you out there have also had an issue such as this where, you know, you think the recording is going great at the time and then interview is, you know, perfect, could not have gone better, and you're so excited about it, and then you go to listen to the recording and it's just something is wrong. Either it, you know, has a buzz in the background or it's picking up the background noise of the conversation or of, you know, the location that you were at, or it just, there is always something that could go wrong, you know, one in 50 times. And doing a podcast multiple times, something will go wrong at some point. It's not the end of the world. You just go ahead and record another podcast. That's just kind of the way that you move forward and you live, you learn with it. So I guess that is my podcast chronicle. That was because I had already recorded my podcast chronicle in the interview yesterday that I had, and it was not about this, but this is a little more prominent than what I was talking about yesterday. So be prepared with a backup plan. That would be my suggestion. That is what I learned yesterday. So that is my podcast chronicle for August of 2016. Next up, I figured I will update you guys on some stuff with Blueberry. We are still very excited about Podcaster Radio. We've had, you know, a bunch of customers and a bunch of new people sign up, and they're super happy with what has been happening. You know, we've been working through some things that they just honestly did not understand that we didn't really expect to happen either. So we are moving forward with getting more people signed up and hopefully, you know, down the line improving podcast to radio and improving, just evolving it and adapt and, you know, adding more and more distribution channels, because we want you guys to have your podcast everywhere. There is no reason that you should be limiting yourself to just iTunes and Stitcher and, you know, your social media following on Twitter. Be found where you have never thought that you could be found before. Podcasting is, you know, in this movement and becoming more popular, and internet radio is essentially doing the same. So there's no reason why you shouldn't, you know, be losing out on potential listeners that wouldn't be finding you the way you are now. So we're really excited about this one. You can find more information about it on our website on blueberry.com, and it's on our homepage, Podcaster Radio. And feel free to email us if you have any questions as well. That is one of the things that we've been working on recently. We will be having a PowerPress update in probably the next 2 weeks is my guess. We're working to get Facebook Instant Articles into PowerPress, which is going to be really awesome. I know Todd is super excited and really looking forward to this being implemented and just making it super easy to do. It's for Facebook Instant Articles is basically to publish your RSS feed onto your Facebook page. Now, this doesn't go on a personal profile that you have. This has to go on to like an entertainment page, so like your podcast page. Your podcast specific Facebook page is where it would be able to go. But go ahead and read. We have a press release out about it, and I think we have a blog post up about it. I will find them and put them in the show notes. But if you haven't heard about this one yet, I'm sure Todd has also talked about it on his new media show as well. And we're real excited about this one because everyone is looking for more implementing their show into social media and just sending out your podcast automatically to your social. And this is going to be one of the ways to do that. So we're moving with that one, hopefully in the near future. And other than that going on right now, we just want to remind you guys that we have some webinars. Mike, who you're all familiar with if you've been listening to the show, our customer support coordinator, has been doing webinars, I believe, every 2 weeks on Thursdays. And it's to get Blueberry hosting or just basically any type of podcast hosting that you have set up with PowerPress. We know that PowerPress, if you haven't used it before, can look pretty intimidating just because, you know, they're simple and advanced, and the advanced can look very complicated if this is all new to you. So what Mike does is he takes basically a blank slate and gets your hosting up and running and, you know, gives you some suggested settings for PowerPress for, you know, for optimizing your podcast feed and you know, even sometimes touching on if you want to do channels or post types or categories. And basically it is start to finish, how are you going to get your podcast set up on PowerPress? And, you know, I've heard people say that it has made this 100% easier for them and that they are able to actually do it by themselves. And, you know, not have to search the internet all day while they're doing this and make sure that they're doing it right, because people are, you know, a little nervous to change some settings. And I completely understand that. I know that I have changed some settings in PowerPress, not exactly knowing what could happen, what that means, what it could mean to the website. So highly suggest this webinar. And, you know, even if you can't attend the webinar live, because it usually does them at 4 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays, if you just sign up to register, you can, you get the link to the recording of the webinar later on. And then you can, I would even maybe want to just do that and have the video going as I'm doing this myself, like on, you know, on one part of the screen, have this video going that you're listening to and watching as it goes. And then on, you know, in the other screen, the other part of the computer, actually be doing it as it's happening. So I would highly suggest it. And Mike is there to answer your questions and give you some tips and just many suggestions and helpful hints about getting PowerPress set up. So the next one that we have is, I think, August 18th. So today is Friday, almost the end of next week. So about a week from now. So you can find the link for that most likely in our Twitter feed, or I'll put a link to it in the show notes as well. So if you're interested in getting PowerPress set up, I highly, highly recommend attending. It makes it super simple for you. That's what we've got going on at Blueberry right now. And we are very excited about what we're doing for so many different things right now. And last but not least, I have another news bit for this episode. And it is currently August 12th when I put this episode out, which means there is about another week left of the 2016 Summer Olympics. Personally, I don't really care about the Olympics. I maybe will watch some gymnastics and possibly some swimming. But in total time, I probably watch about 5 minutes of the Olympics. However, I know that there are some of you out there that I'm sure are huge fans of the Olympics. I know that my sister and my cousin are, and they watch pretty much whatever sport it is. They don't really care. I saw an article on Wired called 5 Podcasts to Play Alongside the Olympics This Week. since that kind of seems to be the majority of what is in the news right now, see what's going on in the world besides the Olympics, because it's hard to catch up and find news that is not the Olympics right now. So this is kind of giving you, you know, short clips and chances to catch up in the world. Okay, so I have a list here, and there's an episode from Radio Diaries called From Flint to Rio. This is about a female boxer, Clarissa Shields, and this is her, I think her first year, or wait, no, her second Olympics. So if boxing is, you know, something that you're interested in, then that one is for you. Next is Flash Forward, episode Revenge of the Retweet. That kind of is, seems to be about Obama and I think some other, you know, high profile people in the world. So if that's your thing, go ahead and listen to that one. Next up is Placemakers, Jane Jacobs. That is coming from Slate. So I think they said that this is their inaugural episode. So give that a shot. And then the last one is Arvels, My Carney Family. And the title is A-R-R-V-L-S. So I'm going to go ahead and say that that is pronounced Arvels because I don't know what else to say. But it's about a family business and the crazy aspects about that. I actually really like the cover art for that. So if anything, that would kind of entice me to check it out. So there are some podcasts for you to look out for if you're feeling a little bit of Olympic overload right now. Maybe I'll get in a couple more minutes of watching some event. You never know. I just don't have cable, and that makes it really hard to care when you don't have cable and you don't care about sports that much. But the people that do, this is your time to shine. This is your time to shine on Twitter and give all of your opinions about all the sports. Those are my news clips. That was my podcast chronicle. And there is your short pickup on Blueberry, what we've got going on right now. And that's it for this episode. I just want to thank you guys for listening. Feel free to subscribe via iTunes, Android, Stitcher, whatever it is. And please, if you have a minute, we would love some reviews on iTunes and even for PowerPress. God, we love PowerPress reviews, and we're so close to getting to, I think it is 95 reviews. So if you are a fan of PowerPress, we would love it if you could go ahead and show us that love publicly on the review page. There's a link to that, and I will be back with you guys in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening.